Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were talking about the personal responsibility of pastors. Let's continue with that discussion today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Blink.
Plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.
You think that later that the Holy Spirit had Paul write Ephesians, prayed that he would have a holy utterance that is preaching, that does not allow anyone to be indifferent to the Word of God, because the power of God is on it in such a way he's rightly dividing the Word, and he's not holding back. He's preaching as it is to men as they are. That's utterance. Boldness. As a preacher, you know how certain things are going to be taken. So he not only asked for that, but he asked for boldness. And so, that's what you're seeing here in verse 15. He's even told how to preach. He's to exhort, strongly urge them. He's to rebuke. A rebuke is needed. He's doing it with authority. In other words, he is doing it with boldness. So again, he's doing that, and says, let no man despise you. Guess what? You know what? Sometimes the preacher's attitude, the preacher's way, the preacher's life, he may preach that way, and then his life shows something else. His attitude shows something else. Preacher's at fault. It gives men a reason that they may, not a justification, but a reason they may despise him. So don't let your life, preacher, get to the point where it gives people a chance to despise you for the way you're going about it. Now, you always do, the way is always God's way. And he just gave it to you there about exhort and so forth right in that verse. Strongly urge. But keep it in mind. This is about holiness as concerns pastoral responsibility and that accountability you have for Christ. Now, if you remember back in chapter 1, we covered the holy requirements of those whom Titus was instructed to ordain as pastors. The standards were high standards for those. And you go back again and listen on the website to what we had to say on those things. Titus is told to speak and exhort. The idea is to continually remind them of these things, as the present tense is used in the Greek language. It means it's a continual thing. It is important to God about the personal responsibility of pastors. That's why there's a greater condemnation, a greater expectation. God has structure and order for his holy work and through the local church. We don't want to be, as we read earlier in Jeremiah chapter 32, when we saw the failures of Judah and Israel, the northern and the southern kingdoms. A pastor must lead to keep it there. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 and 16, we read this. And this is a very interesting passage. I love it. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave in the house of God. Cast your local church. He's telling them, how, this is how you're supposed to behave at God's house. Okay? So keep this in mind. Now, notice how to behave at the house of God, which is the church. Speaking of the local church, the called out assembly. The church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. You see, the local church is to be a place where the Word of God is taught, rightly divided, sound doctrine. We are to be a pillar that holds it up. That's the strength that keeps it together. A pillar of the ground of truth. That is the truth, God's truth. And without controversy, verse 16, again, continue here in 1 Timothy chapter 3. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, godlikeness, which, by the way, is holiness. God was manifest in the flesh. Now, when he says God, he's talking Almighty God. He's manifest in the flesh. What? Jesus Christ. Justified in the Spirit. Seen of angels. Preached unto the Gentiles. Believed on in the world. Received up into glory. The pastor must uphold verse 15. He's going to be called into an account. Pastor, preacher, you're out there listening today? Listen, this is important. This is what you and I will be called into an account for. We need to be very aware of that. A pastor must uphold this. This is an overseer. That's what we are. As we see the attacks of the day, we see the plight of this day. We must be ever as watchmen on a tower, warning, calling the people to the ark of safety. As an overseer, we are laborers together with God. As an overseer, if you're a pastor, preacher, you are a laborer together with God. That is why the entire second chapter deals with all groups of people in the local church. He wants to present them to himself a holy church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, I've been saying about that. In James chapter 3, verse 1, it is more evident of the responsibility of the church that a pastor has. Now, that's why a church, a local church, is not deacon-run, it's not board-run, it's Jesus-run, and it's run through a pastor. It's not run by a denominational headquarters or the richest family in the church. No. The pastor who cowers in this state should resign his sacred God-given office immediately or repent and get it right and no longer just apologize for being a coward and stand strong. Christ is the founder of the local church, as seen in Matthew chapter 16, verses 16 through 18. The pastoral epistles seem to be the infrastructure, you might say, of the ministry. Timothy looks at officers and the duty in the church as it relates to the church officers and its government. That's 1 Timothy. 2 Timothy shows the ministry of the local church in the world. Satan will be sure to use liberals, outside sources, those who would creep into the church unawares, pretending to be one of you, and even certain gifted men who will creep in and be used by Satan to oppose that which is behavior that becometh holiness. And I've known of those that when there's a preacher that preaches the word and stays true to it and doesn't compromise, doesn't back off, they will try to do some one-on-one personal witnessing, you might say, but not witnessing for Christ. It's witnessing to try to get that pastor out of there. And that pastor needs to stand firm and stand strong and not cower. This is why all the church of men and women in all age groups must labor together to not only reach the lost with the gospel, not only to try to reach a lost and dying world through missions and outreach, but to stand together against the wiles of the devil and his attacks. The book of Titus seems to deal with personal responsibility within the local church and individuals of the local church. If you're a member of a local church, you are the local church. You're part of the local church, so you're part of it. I mean, my fingers here at the end of one hand, you know, there's five fingers there. You know, they say four fingers and a thumb. Well, but whatever you call it. Take one finger, it's part of my body. It's my body. Now, if that finger gets cut off and thrown away, then it's no longer part of my body. But as long as it's there, it's my body. Just don't think of your body as the midsection between your hips and neck. Your body is that entire body. And I'm saying that because every member of the church is important. I mean, I would think the brain is more important than any other part of the body, the heart, too. And would say, well, you know, just a little pinky finger is not that important. Do you realize how many things can happen and go wrong if you don't have that pinky finger? Or that the small toe, you know how many things can happen and make you fall and all that just because of that. And I mean, there's so many things that we have this body, making up this body. People say the appendix is the least necessary part of the body, it seems like, you know, and yet let an appendix burst and you'll find out how important that thing is to the body. Okay, so again, this is why the church men and women, all age groups, must labor together to reach the lost in a dying world, as well as stand together to reach souls around the world through missions and against the wiles of the devils and his attacks. Yes, the book of Titus has dealt with a personal responsibility, these first two chapters within the local church. This last verse places great responsibility on the pastor. I'm going to be called to an account for this, folks.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will pray.